So I open up in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his messenger. I greet you all in the greeting words of peace, of assalamu alaikum.
Muted.
I am Sister Marsha Muhammad, welcoming you to Your Immunity COVID-19, Your Immunity Project COVID-19 Tuesday conference call for January the 12th, 2021. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So what are we talking about? We're talking about Paxlovid, the number one virus killer in the world. So what is Paxlovid? Paxlovid is a dietary supplement from bovine proteins. And it was discovered by Dr. Joseph Cummings, who did research on interferon over 30 years ago. We call him the grandfather of interferon. And his current book, The Case for Interferon, goes into great detail about his research and history with investigating the use of interferon to kill viruses in livestock. So how did interferon go from being used in the field of veterinary medicine to being used on human beings? Well, over 30 years ago, a Kenyan doctor by the name of David Koish began studying Dr. Cummings' research. At the time, Dr. Koish was the Minister of Health in the country of Kenya, and he needed a solution to the AIDS-HIV epidemic that was plaguing the population. So he began to study Dr. Cummings' research and began experimenting using interferon to help those with HIV and AIDS. And my God, it worked. He began to cure people who were diagnosed with HIV and AIDS. Dr. Barbara Justice knew about his work, Dr. David Koish, and she was sending her patients to Kenya to be treated. At the time, Dr. Aline was seeing patients in his own practice, and he had a patient to bring him an article about the treatment that Dr. David Koish was using over in Kenya. And that sparked his curiosity, and he began to investigate. And Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan told him, go check it out. And so he did. And when he arrived there, he saw some of Dr. Barbara Justice's patients, got to interview and talk with them, and he studied about the use of interferon in human beings to stop viruses. And so if we fast forward to today, there have been many interferon products, but the best and the premium product of today is Paxlovid. Make no mistake about it. And if you listen to previous conference calls, you'll hear testimonials from people who have gotten fantastic results from using the Paxlovid. So, let me read John 10, verse 10. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Sister Najma and I were talking about this verse, which is our marching orders for 2021. And Sister Najma, if you don't mind, I would like for you to share what you shared with me.
Yes, ma'am. Praise be to Allah. Well, when I read the verse, you know, the first thing came to my mind was that the enemy of God and truth wants to kill us and destroy us. And he does that by stealing our existence. He's stealing our birthright so that he can reap the rewards from Allah, God, in our places by getting rid of us and impersonating us. But Allah in his Christ wants us to be awakened from our sleep and be activated so that he can live through us and we can become the rulers, the Khalifa, and rule the planet with our God force that's activated within us. And this is what the true resurrection is all about. And this is what I got from John 10:10.
Oh, praise is due to Allah. So be ye activated. Activate yourselves. Activate your immunity. Increase and grow. If we go to the Holy Quran, chapter 2, verse 29, it reads, "He it is who created for you all that is in the earth and directed himself to the heaven. So he made them complete seven heavens, and he is knower of all things." We can know all things. In this hour, the enemy is censoring. So we have to duplicate ourselves on as many platforms as possible. Tonight, we're broadcasting worldwide.
What?
Worldwide. On Time for an Awakening. With Brother Elliot Booker. He also has podcasts. So you will be able to go back and listen to your Immunity Project Tuesday conference calls, not only on Facebook, not only on Mixcloud, but also on the website Time for an Awakening and the podcast. All praise is due to Allah. So how do you order Paxamune? You go to draaleem.com. That's doctor spelled out, DOCTORALIM.com. Click on shop if you want to buy single bottles. And scroll through our online shop. If you want to buy Paxamune wholesale, click on wholesale Paxamune on the menu bar. If you buy cases of Paxamune wholesale, please don't add anything else to your cart. Go ahead and check out with your wholesale Paxamune. And then if there are other things that you would like to purchase in the shop, go back to the shop after you have completely checked out with your Paxamune wholesale and buy the other items that you're interested in. And if you have questions or need additional information that you are not able to find on our Facebook page. Our Facebook page is Your Immunity Project. You will find research articles, scientific articles, these conference calls, along with a lot of other information on our Facebook page. Don't be lazy. Read. And prove yourself. But if you're having difficulty, go ahead and email us at mail, M-A-I-L, at draaleem.com. Also, we have a call out for practitioners.
That's right.
Give me a moment and I will read to you. The Your Immunity Project call for practitioners. So if you're licensed as a medical doctor or any kind of practitioner in healthcare, Your Immunity Project is looking for healthcare practitioners to follow clinical trial participants. If you are a practitioner and would like to be considered, email us. Email us at yourimmunityproject@gmail.com. Include your name, contact information, specialty, and state of licensure. Also, if you are outside the United States, include your country of licensure. Your Immunity Project is an international movement. We all need immunity. We all need unity. We all need a community. So, without further ado, I will bring on Dr. Aline with the disclaimers. Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, Dr. Disclaimer. Well, in this world, it pays. So there's no video. Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Happy New Year, if that's what it is. Assalamu alaikum goes under any circumstances because that means peace be unto you. And in a confusing world like the one that we live in, I don't know about Mars. I don't know about Jupiter. They say they're all in alignment and conjoined and all of that, but we don't live there. I notice on this one, there's a whole lot of disturbance of the peace. Maybe the sheriff is going to show up and restore order. So peace to all is all that is meant when we say assalamu alaikum. Or like Saint Francis of Assisi would have said it, pax e bonum. And pax means peace, and bonum means goodwill. So pax e bonum to all. And of course, the Pax Immune says it all. So welcome to Your Immunity Project. I want to thank Sister Marsha for her wonderful announcements. With a little teamwork from Sister Najma. So give them a hand. Do we have that applause button to push? So we want to thank them for what they are doing. And that's a wonderful progress report, Sister Marsha, that we are now live streaming around the world, literally. And want to thank our brother, Elliot Booker, and his staff. We did an interview on A Time for Awakening. Write that down. A Time for Awakening, that's the website, that's the link with our brother Elliot Booker. They do a whole lot of podcasts, I was so excited after I did that interview because the questions were so on target. So he has a wonderful listening audience, you know, just a wonderful archive of past shows, podcasts, all kinds of wonderful things, high level stuff. This is not a gossip show. So we're very happy to announce an affiliation with A Time for an Awakening. So check them out. They're live streaming right now. And greetings to one and all who are connecting with the Your Immunity Project for the very first time. I am Dr. Aleem, and I was introduced as Dr. Disclaimer because I always begin with disclaimers because we're talking about things that touch on many areas that could be controversial to some ears. We're not trying to be controversial, but in this world it's hard not to be. And so some of what we talk about may sound like medical advice. It may sound like we're giving medical advice, but rest assured, we are not. We are not doing that at all. We're just talking about what we know. We're talking about our testimonials, what we have found out. For people who want professional advice, they can visit my website, draaleem.com, or go to your healthcare professional that you know and trust and have them join the Your Immunity Project. Your doctor can join. There's no reason why your doctor can't be a part of this. And so have them join, and then they will be able to advise you about your clinical issues and problems. Remember, the Your Immunity Project is not fun and games. We are dealing with life and death issues. But the disclaimer is there. We're not giving out medical advice, but we're trying to impart information that people can use to make their own medical decisions. Also, because we live in a highly politically charged situation, some of what we have to say sounds political to some ears. You know, I've recently become acquainted with this TDS. I thought it was a myth, but no, it's real. So no, we're nonpartisan. We're not involved in any partisan politics one way or the other. So don't get that impression by anything that we say. And thirdly, I want to say that the Your Immunity Project also is non-denominational. Some of us are Muslim, some of us are Christian, some of us are whatever we say we are, and that's respected and honored. So the Muslims act like Muslims, they talk like Muslims, the Christians act like Christians and talk like Christians. You see, so it's one big happy family. We're non-denominational. And we also try to stay away from talk about money and those kinds of things. The Your Immunity Project is about life. We're talking about life. That is our mission. Our mission is a sacred one, and it is about the preservation and the caring for life. In fact, the foundational principles of the Your Immunity Project from its very inception was, number one, the prevention of COVID-19, the diagnosis of COVID-19, and then, of course, the treatment of COVID-19 where prevention has failed. We begin with the idea that knowledge is power, and power is the ability to do work. But you have to work to create motion in a certain direction that has a vector, that has a goal, in other words. And so the Your Immunity Project is very clear about what its goal is. Our goal is to give the benefits of Paxlovid to everyone who needs it, which is literally everyone. But if we had to put a focus on our goal, we would say the 43.2 million Black people in America who seem to be in the crosshairs of this intended pandemic. And so we have to protect ourselves. Number one, self-defense is the first law of nature, and we are very lawful people. And so we are obeying that first law. But it does not end with us. We are in favor of the protection and the extension of all life. And all life is under threat on this planet. And so that's why we're so happy that we are live streaming globally, because we want to embrace the entire human family. Now, in the past, how long have we been doing the Your Immunity Project conference calls? So we started in July, I believe it was, thanks to Sister Najma. She offered her services and her expertise and has done an excellent job as we have grown since that time. And I think we have an archive of very valuable information that some of the newcomers might want to avail themselves of. But as we go forward, we have to have a vision as we go forward. Otherwise, we don't know whether we're going forwards or backwards. Without a vision, more than likely, you're just going in circles. And so we don't want to do that. And so when we began the Your Immunity Project, we began with a spiritual foundation. We realized that we were in trouble. The whole world was in trouble. The world is still in trouble. Businesses shut down, schools shut down, mosques, churches, synagogues shut down. The economy shut down, unemployment soaring, food lines stretching for miles, war on the horizon, natural disasters taking place. Political upheavals, revolution, economic decline, stimulus checks that are still on the way. Not funny? And over 350,000 Americans dead. Some that we know, some that are near and dear to us are not here on this call this night. And we're told by the president-elect that the worst is yet to come. And so on this conference call on January the 12th, 2021, I think we need to take a look ahead. Our spiritual foundation, realizing that something had gone wrong, meant that the Your Immunity Project was an atonement project. We were pointing out something that had gone wrong. And it wasn't just with the other fella over there and his evil self, but some of us also found that through our neglect, our people were made vulnerable. So we sent out an appeal to leadership to take care of your own, create zones of safety where you are for your people. And that's leadership on every level, whether it's students, whether it's people, you know, in the community, people in politics, people in business. You're a leader somewhere. Somebody looks up to you. You're an example for somebody. You're somebody's hero, or you should be. If you're not, then hey, pick it up and be that. And so Pax Immune offered many, many people over these several months to literally become saviors. The things that we read about in scripture. We literally were able to become saviors. We were able to put something, a substance, a natural substance that God created, put it in the cow that gets honorable mention in the Holy Quran, even though the devil doesn't like the cow and devilish people don't either. But God put something in the cow that is the salvation, and it's so easy to take. It's so pure. It's so clean. No side effects. It's so effective. It's so inexpensive. It's so available. And it's so empowering. I can't say the word right. Empowering. If knowledge is power, well, power is the ability to do work. And so we have been doing the work of salvation. And it makes your heart feel good. I was saying to somebody not so long ago, you know, that's the joy of being a doctor. You know, when you help people get better, see, it's not the money. What do you think is the money? It's not the money. Maybe for some it is the money. But I think for a true healer, there is no greater joy than to see someone who was ill recover their health and return to you with a smile on their face when there used to be misery, suffering, and pain. And so now that is a blessing, you see, in the healing arts. For those who are professionals, you know what I'm talking about, you see. Those in the spiritual field, you know what I'm talking about. When you preach and you see the light come on in someone's face and it was dark before, so you know what I mean. There's a certain joy there that you get no other way. See, if you or a parent, a mother especially, but even a good father. You know what it's like when you embrace that child with love and tenderness that is 100% dependent upon what you do. Well, some of us are now experiencing that on a broader dimension where you can hand somebody a 2-ounce bottle of Pax Immune and you saved a life. And Allah says in the Holy Quran, says, he who saves a life, it is as though he had saved the lives of all men. Because you don't know who you just saved. Who is that little boy, that little girl? Who is that man? Who is that woman? Do you think you know? Well, you really don't know. And so we save all life, because all life is made sacred by God, because it contains the breath of God, the spirit of God. And so we are on a spiritual mission. And so we began on the spiritual foundation of atonement for not being on our post that allowed this thing to take a hold of us. And so in the Holy Quran in Surah 9, called the immunity, Surah 9. The immunity. Now, if you look at verse 105, it begins with the word work. Work so Allah and the believers will see your work. And maybe Allah will turn to you mercifully, for he is the oft returning to mercy, the merciful. You see? And so that's what we have worked for. And so we have over 30,000 people under treatment with Pax Immune. Oh, many more. We got 43 million. So we're not boasting about 30,000. We have 43 million over here. And what about in the UK? What about in Europe? What about in Africa? What about all over the planet? How many lives are under threat of annihilation by some well-known criminals? Well, we have a duty then, since we know how. We have an obligation, since we know how, to do what we can to protect those lives. And if we do that, then we know that we have the backing of God. So I would suggest that going forward, looking forward into 2021, you have to do more than look forward. You have to look up. There's a couple of verses in the Quran where it says that God, Allah, created the heavens and the earth in six periods of time, or in 6 days. Then what? He directed himself to the heavens. See, he didn't want to be bothered with all of the fuss that was going to ensue in what he created. You see, the earth was going to be in upheaval. He didn't want to be there with an earthquake. There were going to be storms and tsunamis. There were going to be all kinds of things taking place in the heavens and the earth, storms and tornadoes. So God directed himself above all of the fray. Now, he had a tender spot in his heart for what he created. So he bestowed the heavens and the earth with his love and his mercy. But he directed himself above the fray. And so as we look around America and the world today, the context in which this Your Immunity Project is taking place is not taking place in a vacuum. Some people don't like to read the newspapers. Some people don't like to watch the news. Well, okay, suit yourself. It doesn't make it go away. They had a riot or insurrection or whatever you want to call it 20 miles from where I live. So I have an interest in it. But we don't want to get caught up in the fray, in the riot, in the confusion, in the chaos. That's not what this is all about. Some want to play the race card. Some want to play the money card. Some want to play this card, that card. This is not a card game. This is a sacred mission that has to do with life and death. And so we must direct ourselves to the heavens, above the fray. Not down in the gutter, fighting with savages in the gutter, over crumbs, over pennies. No, direct yourself to the heavens. What is the higher purpose here? The higher purpose is the protection of God's the people, the lives of God's people. That's the higher purpose. Starting with your own, because none of you are immune. I'm not immune. You say, well, Dr. Aleem, why are you doing what you're doing? I'm trying to save my life. I have a 96-year-old mother. She'll be 97 in 2 days. Well, I'm trying to protect my life, her life. I have children and grandchildren. I have people close to me, dear to me, associates close and dear to me, people that I've known all my life. I'm doing what I'm doing to protect my life and theirs. I can best protect my life by protecting the lives of as many other people as possible. How safe would I be if I was the only one in the world with a bottle of Paxamune? See, I'm talking to people who like to buy Paxamune by the single bottle. Suppose everybody did what you did. Oh, I'm just going to buy it for myself. I'll be safe. How safe would I be if everybody in my environment is sick and I'm the only one with a bottle of Paxamune? I believe somebody would crack me in the head and take my bottle. I think that's what would actually happen, and I wouldn't be very safe at all. But let's say I work in an environment, and there's 10 or 12 other people in that environment, and all of them have Paxamune. Well, now, how safe am I now? Don't you see how I'm exponentially safer because everybody around me is also protected and safe? Now let's take it another step further. Suppose the 12 people around me, suppose they extended that to 12 other people around them. See, 12 is the number of bottles in a case. So now I have 144 people around me. Some of them I don't even know, but they're known by people who do know me. And so that's what we're talking about in 2021, creating zones of safety by purchasing the Paxlovid by the case and making sure that everybody that you know, some of them have money and some of them don't. What do you think rich people are for? Rich people are to help the poor people. Everybody don't have money. Don't just think about yourself. And don't just think about what kind of profit you can make if you can sell it at this price or that price. And remember from the lessons, the trader will always make an interpretation that you can make more gold for your labor going with him, but at what expense? He might be telling the truth, but you leave your own country, you leave your own people to suffer. Because the best and the brightest got on board the ship, didn't they? Sure they did. And that's us, isn't it? And so we shouldn't repeat old mistakes. We shouldn't. So looking forward is looking up. Looking up to what? Looking up to a brighter horizon. We see one world going down in chaos. Now, I'm saying a lot of things because I may not ever get a chance to say it again. Whoever has the power to censor the president and shut his mouth certainly has the power to shut my mouth. Whoever has the power to shut down Ted Cruz and shut down all of the ones that are being shut down, they shut down Minister Louis Farrakhan. Whoever has the power to shut their mouth and censor them certainly has the power to censor me and censor the Your Immunity Project. So I'm trying to give a vision. Maybe I'm a little long-winded tonight, but I'm trying to give a vision looking forward because there's no guarantee that the internet will work next week. There was a blackout at the Vatican. There was a blackout for the whole nation of Pakistan over the weekend. There was allegedly a blackout in parts of Washington, D.C. So if the internet goes down, if there's an electromagnetic pulse attack, America in her weakness is vulnerable. Does she have enemies? You better believe it. And so I just want to give a look forward, which, as I said, is actually looking up above the fray and to say, what is beyond this? And so the scope going forward for the Your Immunity Project is always and foremost prevention. And that's why we have to have a distributors network and a provider network, and we really have to promote our clinical trial work because that's going to be the hallmark of prevention. And then diagnosis, we're trying to get our hands on the rapid tests. We'll hear more about that later from our research director, Dr. Nadia, and her team. But as soon as the diagnostic tests are available in 2021, we need to train as many people as possible so that we set up our own testing centers. This is what our students can do. Our young people can be trained over a weekend to be expert testers of our people. And then we will know our own test results and we know who needs to be treated and who just needs prevention. And so diagnosis is essential going forward. There's all kinds of new viruses that are going to appear. This is not the last epidemic. This is just the latest one. And the next one is on its way or already here. And the good news is, whatever it turns out to be, the Paxlovid will handle it. And so that's our third point, treatment. We must have Paxlovid in everybody's hand, whether you need it today or not. But I just had a horror story earlier today. A man came by my house to pick up some Paxlovid, but he said for one person who needed it, it was too late. They were already in the hospital. And it wasn't likely that he would be able to get the bottle to them inside the hospital. So the name of the game is to keep them out of the hospital by giving them the Paxlovid ahead of time, whether they think they need it or not. You keep it in reserve for them. If they don't have enough sense, you have sense. Do you have the beneficence to think that way? And so the research, of course, is our fourth dynamic. We're going to hear from Dr. Nadia tonight. But there's also an economic feature. People who are distributors make money by distributing the Paxlovid. The commercial or the economic aspect is not primary. The science is primary. And the reason for that is very, very simple. You're going to need a get-out-of-lockdown card in the very near future. They're calling it a COVID-19 passport. Okay, so the only way right now to get a COVID-19 passport is to submit to an mRNA vaccine. And most of you have said you're not going to do it. Well, they say, okay, you'll just stay in lockdown then. You can't board a plane. You can't go on a train. You can't get on public transportation. You can't go to the bank. You can't go anywhere. But you're exercising your right, and we declare you to be a public enemy. You'll be considered to be a public health terrorist. And then what happens after that? They'll send the social worker. They said they want to defund the police. They're going to send social workers. Social workers have the power to take your children. They will declare that since you refuse vaccination for your children, you are guilty of parental child abuse. And therefore, protective child services will come and take your children. And in fact, your children may have been induced already to rat on you, as they say, turn you in. Oh, it's 1984. They said it's 2021. No, it's 1984. George Orwell is stalking the planet. And so that's a political thing. We have to have our Paxlovid passport. That's what's so key about the science. And we cannot relent on that, and we cannot compromise on that. And we must go after our researchers and scientists. We must convene a conference as early as possible. We must collect as much data as possible within the next 6 months, so that we have something to present at the checkpoints so you can pass and go about your business. And this is not just in the United States. This is going to be in the UK. This is all over the European Union. This is going to be all over the world. So we need to validate that we are safe to go and not to be held against our will or detained. As we read the state bill from the state of New York, the people who won't be vaccinated can be detained. So we need to have something to prevent that. We're calling on our political leadership to help us in that, and our law enforcement leadership. We need to sign up with our county police departments. Some of us who are in the Your Immunity Project, you're not scientific, you're security. Okay, so then become a deputy sheriff. So that when someone tries to come into the neighborhood to enforce vaccination, there's a deputy sheriff, if not the sheriff himself, to say, oh, not in this county. Not in this county. And you have law enforcement on your side. They don't be so quick to cheer if they defund police all over the country. Where do you think those unemployed policemen that are the bad apples, where do you think they're going to go? They're going to deputize themselves. Yeah. And in exchange for doing that, they will be rewarded with food, and you won't be. See, that's how that's going to work. They'll be at the check post, and you won't be. They'll decide whether you can go or not. They'll be the ones carrying out the evictions in the dead of winter. So make friends. This might be the time for separation. Where do they have a black sheriff that's on our side? Find out the good sheriffs from the bad sheriffs. Remember, Robin Hood had a problem with the sheriff of Nottingham. They charged him with poaching. And on the king's in the king's wood, they was all starving to death. See, so he was out there trying to get some free venison to feed the people. That's a crime, and that's of course our next area of concern for the Your Immunity Project is nutrition. The basis of immunity is nutrition. We've repeated that 1,000 times, and it's still true. It's not just a matter of vitamin D, or vitamin this, or vitamin that. or zinc or this. No, you need everything. And so the Your Immunity Project has to emphasize as we go forward, nutrition. We created something called Green Cake. It has everything in it. That also gets us into the next point, which is along with the virus that causes the symptoms of COVID-19, you've heard it said many times on this broadcast, there's an electronic component to it. They can turn on the virus and turn it off with electronics, the 5G networks. We've talked about that many times. And so you have to handle the electronics going forward, and that's the shungite, and that's other measures that we have to get into to be fully protected. And so, and of course, all of this, if you add all of what I just set up, the prevention, the diagnosis, the treatment, the research, the economic components and business opportunities, the political dimensions, the security dimensions, the nutritional aspects to it, the radiation problem and the need for protection from radiation, not just the 5G, but also the ionizing radiation that's in the atmosphere from leaking radioactive power plants, and also the munitions that are being used in the worldwide wars that have been raging for 20 years or 30 years. All of that amounts to education. So in sum total, the Your Immunity Project is an education project. Because only with education do we have the vision enough to move forward with precision and with accuracy to accurately target the true problem and come up with true solutions that are effective. And so that's the vision going forward. The vision going forward is looking up, going to the higher dimension, rising above that which is falling, and go to the heavens. And so I think I covered all of the points except one. And that is that we want to, along with the scientific conference, we want to invite some of the top authorities in this area. I am not a virologist. I am not an immunologist. I'm hardly anything. You see, so we want people who really have the credentials to step forward. And we're going to have a conference, a scientific panel. And along with that great achievement, you know, where we'll have the latest up-to-date information from the experts. And by the way, one of our great doctors who you heard from earlier, Dr. Jabril, he just published a paper. It just came out yesterday. He sent it to me. And we'll be posting that on the Facebook page. But it's about clinical trials. So it's a very, very interesting write-up. So along with that scientific conference, that's going to, we don't have an exact date. That's going to be dependent on what we're going to hear about next. When we roll out the clinical trials, we also want to give out the achievement awards. We're calling them the ANSAR Awards. And that's for people who have made sterling contributions to the progress and the advancement and the elevation of the Your Immunity Project in the eyes of the public. And for being a part of this movement of salvation. So we don't have an exact date for that, but we want to give the world the clinical trials, but individually we want to recognize some of those, you know, who have made such great contributions. So that's what I wanted to say. Okay, so as a matter of fact, what we'll do at the end of this program, I'll have Sister Marsha, she'll read off the categories of the awards, so you'll know what we're talking about. And so at this point, let me shut up and point out that we're going to hear from Dr. Nadia on our clinical trials. And I don't know if we're going to hear from Brother Ruben to get an international perspective from down under in Australia. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
Walaikum salam. This is Dr. Nadia. So before I go into the details of where we are with the clinical trial, I would just like to thank you, Dr. Aline, Sister Najima, and Sister Marsha, for providing the spiritual predication and spiritual arsenal that we're going to need in order to move forward with this very important work. And so I just wanted to thank you for that because it's very needed. We have to equip ourselves with the spiritual fortitude in order to move forward. So again, I want to thank you for that. Now, in terms of where we are with the clinical trial, we're going to proceed with enrolling patients for the study beginning on January 29th. Now, originally, we were optimistic about beginning enrollment for the study on January the 11th. However, there are several software updates that have to run on the data collection system before we can actually begin enrollment. Now, just in a short moment, Brother Dawood is going to provide us with the progress, well, where we are with the software updates, and also if there's anything else that needs to be done from a technological standpoint before we can actually begin enrolling subjects for study. And so before I hand over the discussion to Brother Dawood, there are a few study reminders that I want to briefly highlight and reiterate from last week. And so as a reminder, there are two ways that you can participate in this clinical trial. Option number one is for interested parties to send an email to the attention of Dr. Aleem Muhammad at mail@draaleem.com. Again, that's mail@draaleem.com. Please indicate that you're interested in participating in the clinical trial with a focus on providing a Papzimeos customer testimonial. And so for this portion of the study, we are going to begin the enrollment process on January 29th. So that'll be in a couple of weeks or so. Now, there's also a second option to enroll in the study. Again, if you're interested, please indicate your interest by sending an email to Dr. Aleem at mail@draaleem.com. Just state that you're interested in participating in a clinical trial. This area of the trial will focus on receiving Papzimeos as a intervention treatment for COVID-19. We will begin enrolling patients for this portion of the study, which will commence on February 9th, 2021. So we're about a little less than a month out. And so in terms of the at-home rapid test kit, I contacted Elum. It's an Australian-based company. They're going to begin rolling out the test kits to the United States the last month of January. I've already contacted Walmart, Walgreens, and CVS. And they're getting ramped up to receive the at-home COVID-19 test kit. So that's good news. So at this time, that's it for me in terms of my update. I'm going to hand over the discussion to Brother Dawood, and he'll go ahead and provide us with an update on his progress with the data collection. So Brother Dawood, if you're on the line, you can go ahead and provide us with your progress report.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Dr. Nadia. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Okay, excellent. So as Dr. Nadia explained, we did have the intention to start to onboard users. A few days ago, I went ahead and held that back just a little bit, Dr. Aleem, as we got a few different additions that we are including, dealing with the various levels of consent that need to be front and center for any new user that comes onto the platform. The platform is ready. It is good to go. It complies with HIPAA. We are continuing the investigation to make sure that what we are researching for the European regulation on data privacy and protection is adhered to with what we already have built in for HIPAA. And if there's anything in addition, then we'll work that area out before we onboard any users in the European Union, if that ends up being the case. So software is good to go. The app side is good to go. We will incorporate the compliance documents so that individuals can give their consent for the various aspects that have to be complied with. We will work out where the introductory video will reside, so that gives some announcement to the user the purpose of the immunity project, what they're participating in, and some small set of summarized instructions so they know how to navigate the app and software. So they'll be encouraged to go ahead and begin to use it. In addition, we have worked out a strategy that will allow the specific distributor to be identified and associated with those individuals that they may have sold or distributed the PAXIMMUNE to, and also so that individual users will know where distributors are and who they are so that they can access PAXIMMUNE from them. So beyond that, I guess I'll open up for any question that you may have of me. I can't think of anything in addition to that.
No, I don't think so. I think we are pretty clear on where we are in terms of our progress. Dr. Arlene, if you had any questions, we could discuss them offline. But if you had any questions now, you could throw those questions out. If not, we'll hand the discussion back over to you to move us further along in the program tonight.
No, I don't have any questions. And I know one of the reasons we're a little bit behind, perhaps, is because we keep giving you new things to figure out. So it may little to us, a little request. Why can you do this? Can you do that? But for an IT person, that might be a really huge undertaking. So I think you're making phenomenal progress, and I think it's in keeping with the theme of looking up. We're looking ahead, but in order to look up, to look ahead, we have to look up. And certainly things are looking up with the clinical trial.
Okay, absolutely. Thank you.
Thank
yeah, that's
you.
Exactly correct. Well, those are all elements that we have to incorporate into this anyway. So that's fine. All right, thank you.
In addition, all the potential subjects have been notified regarding the shift in study startup date, and so they're on board to continue with the process. So we're good there.
Okay, thank you very much. I don't know if there's anyone else with questions, or do we have anyone else in line for a report from Tuskegee, or is Brother Ruben on the line from Australia?
I don't see him on the call.
Okay, well then I think we can go to testimonials. And
well, before we go to testimonials,
yes.
Let me mention that there will be a distributor's training upcoming. So when that training is scheduled, you will get an email to log in to a GoToMeeting so that you can complete or begin your training. Also, with our ANSAR award ceremony that is upcoming, I want to read off the categories of awards. So here they are. Leadership in community organizing.
Uh-huh.
Distributor spark plug.
Distributor what?
Network distributor spark plug.
Okay.
I mean, they get things fired.
Okay, fired up. People that are fired up.
Yes. Leadership in first responders.
Okay, yes. Frontline people.
Right. Community Practitioner Award.
Yeah. Those pioneers that go out there before everybody else.
That's right. Leadership in technology innovation.
Uh-oh.
Leadership in institution organizing.
Okay, yes.
Lifetime achievement in science. Leadership in creative promotions.
What?
Yes, we have some very talented people.
Whoa.
Leadership in scientific research.
Mm.
Benjamin Banneker Award.
Yes.
Leadership in interference.
Yeah, now that's important for people to understand. You know, mm-hmm. Benjamin Banneker, he designed Washington, D.C. He designed the White House. See, people like to say they got mad at Michelle Obama when she pointed out that slaves built the White House. Well, what she should have told them if she knew, no, we designed the White House, and we were the only skilled workmen available who had the skills to build it. We built what we designed. So what's wrong with us occupying it? We didn't mind painting it white, though. I mean, that's a nice color.
Yes, sir. Leadership in interferon science.
Okay.
Media impact, leadership in technical communications, private network plug, and leadership in global supply chain. And with that being said, we're about to sign off on our worldwide broadcast. So for those of you who are listening worldwide, meet us back here next week, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, same website, podcast. Thank you.
Same cyberspace.
Same spot, cyberspace. Thank you from your immunity project.